Hi, I'm Onas.
And I'm Grace.
We love the Wheel of Time fandom, and we love talking about why it's so special.
Our mission is to give back to the fandom through projects that amplify the fun and camaraderie.
I thought it was we make people cry.
Yeah, but in a good way.
This is
The Lights Work.
Hello and welcome back to The Lights Work. This is Anas, and as always, I have my very gamer friend with me, Grace. What's up, Grace?
I've been doing a lot of gaming this weekend. I had been wanting a day. I'd been saying this for like months that I wanted a day where I just played video games. And that was pretty much yesterday. The weather was crappy. It was cold. For once, I didn't really have like a million things to do. And if I did, I didn't care. So I just sat on my couch and played video games, and it was very relaxing. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Video games are a lot of fun. A lot of really cool video games that have come out in the last few days.
Yeah, did you get the Mario game that you were going to get?
Yeah, I did.
Did you play it?
Yeah. So my son and I, we played it, and it's really good. It's really, really good. We didn't play a lot of it, but we played enough to realize it's really good. So,
did you find Elephant Mario yet?
Yeah, you get it like right away.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Elephant Mario is like the highlight of the thing. But there's this one. Level where there's these hippos and they're just like really big and round, and if you like boink them, they like roll away into like a circle, and then you can bounce on them.
If you what them?
Boink them? If you just touch them. You don't have to do anything to them. If you just touch them, like they're just like grazing or whatever. And then if you just touch them, they start rolling.
Uh-huh.
And then they become these balls that then you that get stuck. Let's say there's like a crevice or whatever that you can fall down. They get stuck in that, and then you can bounce on them.
Really oh my high. God. That reminds me of there was a Mario game I played a lot. I'm not very good at Mario, but there was one I played a ton on the old school Game Boy, the black and white one. I think it was Super Mario Brothers 2. And there was a level where there were hippos, and you could jump on them, and they would blow bubbles, and you could float in the air in the bubbles.
Yeah,
I had not forgotten bubbles. About that in years.
You had not forgotten about that?
I had not
thought
about that in years. Yeah, no, that's craziness. I guess hippos help you bounce.
Yes.
And then they kill you in real life.
They do?
Oh my God, yeah. They're like extremely murderous of humans. You do not want to mess with a hippo. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. How many humans did hippos?
They have like super strong jaws.
Okay, all right. 500 deaths per year. Wow.
Yeah.
As compared to only 22 for lions.
Right.
Hippos are deadly land mammals. This is because they are very aggressive and territorial. Have a habit of charging at boats and capsizing them. Oh,
okay. Yeah. I thought so they like chomped on people a lot.
Yeah, let's see. Hippos mistake boats for crocodiles.
Okay.
So they're dumb. They're just dumb. It's like, that's a crocodile. What the heck? It's going to eat my food. And you just hit it. Okay. Well, there you go.
The more you know.
The more you know, right? Anyways, but these hippos are good hippos, so yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of video games. The Spider-Man 2 game came out that I have, but I have not played it. But I will. I've heard and seen really good things about it. So yeah, gaming, yes. We need a Wheel of Time game.
Yeah, we do. We'll get one eventually, I think.
Will we? I mean, Game of Thrones doesn't have like a really good game, does it? It has doesn't it have like a Telltale Adventure Game of Thrones?
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure there's a Do you know Telltale? Do you know like the type of games they make?
Nope.
The Wolf Among Us or A Wolf Among Us? Yeah. It's like an ad action adventure. It's like adventure story play. You'd like choose dialogue and based on certain things happen. The Walking Dead has it. But yeah, A Wolf Among Us was like, or The Wolf Among Us was the really like good famous one. And the second in that series is in production or planned or whatever. There's like a Sam and Max. I don't know if you ever played Sam and Max. There's a Back to the Future. Batman. There was a Batman one.
Oh,
That one
nice.
was really good. Anyways, so yeah. Hit me up, any Telltale people out there who like those games. They're fun games. I haven't played The Walking Dead or the Game of Thrones ones, but they're good from what I hear. At least the gameplay. I'm sure the story's good too. But yeah, what's up in Wheel of Time World now that season two is over? What's happening?
Not much. I was just getting really excited about a thread that Watt Series put out. They're going to be doing a bracket championship for best character from the season, and
Lanfear.
they made a thread.
Celine. Do they have Celine and Lanfear?
No, just Lanfear, I think. Yeah,
She's
sorry.
gonna win.
I don't know. She might.
Use all your alt accounts, folks.
But it's really cool that they have a thread of 64, all 64 characters with photos too. And
Okay, so
it's
what Lanfear
really,
photo did they choose?
I don't even remember because I didn't vote for her. I scrolled right by. Sorry.
Wow.
This
Wow.
is nothing new.
Well, the lights work will be voting for Lanfear.
Yeah, okay. Did you even see what my name is on the Zoom call today?
What? Why are you Lanfear?
Because you were away and my screen just said my name, so I just changed it to Lanfear because I thought when you came back you would laugh, but then you didn't laugh and I was sad.
No, but like, oh, you know what it is? If you have your video off, I have the setting that don't show non-video participants. So yeah, that's why.
Well, you missed Lanfear. She was just not on video.
I mean, it's okay to like someone but not like show it. That's okay. It's okay to
There's
do
so
that.
many other people to like. Everyone vote Anver.
You mean like why are you
Oh
doing
my
this to
God,
yourself?
why are we stuck in like a time repetition bubble or something? Like
Shadow Rising, Mageddon.
I feel like we've been recording
The staring contest.
I feel like we've been recording the same episode
Something happened in
for
the end, Asmodee and Lanfear.
6 weeks or something. Help, help,
Culloden.
help us get out of this.
This is like the
Didn't talk
end
about
of.
Culloden yet, have we? Did we? Oh no, you're talking
I'm
about the
sure
Shadow
recently.
Rising. Gotcha.
But no, it's like the end of Seinfeld, the last episode, that they're in jail and like they start doing like a bit that's been done before. Like that's the end. It's like the one with like, why do you have
Way
that
to spoil
one?
Seinfeld for everybody.
Hey, have you heard the thing about Seinfeld? Maybe like they're doing like a reunion something.
Oh, no, I haven't, but that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not clear what it is, but like Jerry said something. He was in Boston a few weeks ago actually, and I don't know why I didn't go, but apparently in that show. I think it's at the Wilbur, or I don't know where he was, but he was like, "Yeah, you might have heard something, but I'm not gonna say it, but it might be happening," or something like that. I don't know. So there might be an actual, because there was one on Curb Your Enthusiasm like 10 years ago or something, like a revisit. They revisited Seinfeld or something.
Yeah.
But anyways, but yeah, the last episode shows them redoing a bit. And so this is like that, because this
Okay.
is getting to a year of the lights work, right? So this is
Yes.
our, to get on topic, our year in review of the lights work. Today is episode, tonight is episode 47. And so we've done 46, and a couple of weeks from when we're recording will be a year or two when we release our first episode. Mm-hmm. So 46 episodes in. Choose your favorite.
Do you know what today is, by any chance?
Today is October 22nd.
Yeah, but there's an anniversary for today.
Oh, is this like our first recording?
Nope. No, we started recording. Our first recording was a few weeks ago, and I think I mentioned that to you too.
Yeah.
Today, there's another important event that happened a year ago today.
Hmm. Is this? Oh, a trailer.
Yes.
Trailer-versary?
Yeah, we released a teaser for our podcast, and we had a lot of fun making it.
Is this the trailer? The one that...
The one we play at the beginning of our live streams.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It went from like nothing to like a whole production, I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. How on brand.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, that was... Yeah, I didn't realize we did it before, a couple of weeks before. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we did. We did some marketing, or we had a marketing plan. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a certain release plan. That's pretty cool. You know, we've done a lot of different projects since, but yeah, in terms of actual podcast episodes for the Lights Work, let me actually scroll through my platform of choice where I should be liking our episodes, or is that a thing? Can I like my own episodes?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah. At least it seems like you can, maybe. I don't know.
So you're going to scroll through all 46 episodes and decide right now which one's your favorite? You can't there on the top of your head?
They're all my favorite. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like a thing? Like, you know, which character is your favorite? The one I'm doing right now. So this one is my favorite episode because I'm recording it right now. I mean, okay. There's two that jump out right away. Mm-hmm. The surprise one. Mm-hmm. That was really cool just because I had surprises within it, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At least two. I don't remember how many.
Yeah.
And then the Innkeeper Hatch one. I just thought that was...
Yes.
That was... We like broke ourselves for a long time mm-hmm. after we recorded that.
Yes.
We're like, what?
What just this? Happened?
And again, you know, it's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought... So, yeah, those are probably two that I would say... jump out. So I have a few more, but so yeah, what jumps out to you first?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the surprise episode and how you brought a surprise for me in that episode. Mm.
Okay.
Because I have a surprise for you tonight, which is that you don't need to worry about the outline. I brought the episode today.
Okay. Well, I knew there was more to things than met the eye.
So just to give you all some background, Anas asked me like, I don't know, 4 hours ago, maybe 5 hours ago, like, what are we doing tonight? What's the agenda or whatever? And I was like, oh yeah, I have some questions. And I put questions in the outline for us to answer. And we can still answer some of those questions if we want. Mm-hmm. But I have a top 10 list of my top 10 favorite moments from The Lights Work. And I have audio clips to play for you from those episodes.
Okay.
So I have, and you're like smiling because you're like...
Mm. I'm trying to think which ones, but yeah.
You gonna guess?
Okay. No, I can't guess. There's no way I can
Well,
guess.
The two you mentioned are in there.
Yeah.
But I need you to give me permission to share my screen. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, try.
Did that work?
Landfear has started sharing their screen, yeah.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Okay.
This is number 10.
I was just gonna say too, like, you know, the fact that we made this teaser, you know, this week and like released it today, we were just kind of just talking about that and, you know, putting that out and how much fun we had, how much, you know, how much it kind of, how much we put into it. And even before we released it, the amount of joy we had was probably like, at least we felt that, you know, we had so much fun making this, so much fun enjoying it already, that by itself, you know, that's no, in no way discounting the response we get or the fact that we want to share it, but the fact that, you know, the joy was just there already. But Grace, what was your kind of favorite fandom moment this week?
I might be taking the easy way out, but I'm going to go with releasing our teaser today. That was just like the result of a long week of you and I working on it, talking about it, calling each other and having meltdowns and, you know, various other things. And I think to finally be able to release it today for everybody to see it was pretty awesome. But it's like you said, I think those moments before we released it, when we were talking about it, and when you said, "Is this the best thing we've ever made?" And that will just always stay with me. And I definitely, regardless of, you know, people's amazing reactions to it, it was just such a highlight to my day and just made me feel really proud and really excited and happy about what we're doing.
So the one thing I remember saying, and I don't think I said it here. I must have said it somewhere, where I was like, do we even have to release this? Like, we don't even have to release this, right?
The podcast, you mean, or the trailer?
Like the trailer, like it's like this, like, or like I probably have said it for many things, but I remember saying it for that, right? Where I'm like, yeah, like this is like enough. Like the effort you put into it, you don't like have to even share it to. I mean, obviously sharing, and I kind of, you know, repeating myself, but yeah, sharing it is like so much fun. But yeah, that so this was yeah, no, it tracks. This was probably a year ago today. Yeah,
Yeah,
nice.
so that's my number 10 favorite The Lights Work moment. And that clip was from the Innkeeper episode, actually. We talked about it a little bit with him towards the end of the episode.
So that was cool. What's number nine?
Okay, you ready for number 9?
Yeah. All right, what do you got? What do you got?
A person.
Have I met this person?
No. Sorry.
What happened?
No, nothing. Sorry. No, you have not met this person.
Are they from the cast or crew?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Have they been on the Dusty Wheel? What's so funny? Just
Can we
for
start
everyone
over?
listening, just for everyone listening. No, we're not starting over. I am not like, you know, doing like making faces or like doing anything. This is like, I don't know what's happening here, but that's okay. It happens, you know. Are they a confirmed cast?
No.
Are
I'm
they
sorry.
a director of an episode of The Wheel of Time?
No. Is that 9? I think that's 9.
I'm asking really bad questions. Now I have no idea. Now I'm like venturing into nothingness because I had a couple of things in mind and now I don't know. So if they're not in crew and they're not a director for season one, they're not confirmed cast, so they have to be cast. By the way, before we started, we did say we're gonna make this easy, and so thank you.
I thought, well, let's keep
Oh
going and then I will.
my God. It
I
took me
shouldn't have said
this
that. I
it took
shouldn't have
me
said
this
that.
yeah, you shouldn't have said
You
that.
shouldn't have said I thought.
I feel stupid asking this question because if it's wrong, then it's like bad. Have you sung a parody about them?
Yes.
Do I need to sing this?
Do you need to sing it?
Yeah, because you're like, I'm like, who is like, who's Steve? Like, I know
Oh,
there's no
no, this is not
Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. Yes, it is Steve. And I thought you, as soon as I said person, I thought you would say Steve.
Oh, really?
And that's why I was cracking up, I think, because you were just taking it so seriously.
Hey, I played the game. That's what I was doing.
So that is edited, and it took you like a good 5 minutes plus all of that, which is like 2 minutes to guess.
I kind of think you answered one of the questions wrong. You said they're not a confirmed cast. They're a confirmed
cast. No, they were not confirmed. They were not confirmed. It was a rumor.
What series?
It was rumored. It wasn't Watt series. It was Redanian Intelligence.
If you go to Watt series, if they're on Watt series' website, they're
true.
Confirmed.
Okay. Yes, I think I had forgotten that part. I love that we're still arguing about this.
I feel like we've had this specific argument before.
Yes, it is.
You can go to
if you listen to the episode
dot com, like yeah. Slash Steve. It'll take you to the Steve thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's in the episode. If you go back and listen to this is episode 33, Game Night. That is towards the end. You're like, no, Watt series, and then I end up looking it up on Watt series.
Yeah.
So yeah. But we shouldn't have had any of that debate. I should have just been like, it's a person, and you should have just said Steve. That was hey, how I envisioned
I,
it.
I am of the Steve inclination, mm-hmm. but I still have like a process.
Yes, I know. And you were playing the game. You did play the game very well.
Yeah.
But I was better at that game.
No.
Yeah.
I disagree. Anyways.
Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Okay. Are you ready for number eight?
Number eight.
I was going to like have like intros ready for all of these and like say why they were special and all this stuff. But you know what? I'm just going to play them. I might cry a little because this next one is really special to me. I've been working really hard on it this week. And then we... been collaborating more on it over the past couple days, and I really love it, and I'm really excited to share with you. We have a website.
Yes, a website that has a lot of awesome things, a homepage that talks about us, that quotes us, and pretty much has all the things that you need to know about the Light's work. But I think the important link is kind of up here.
The merch.
So we have, people have asked us about, the statistically the best tee, just the logo tee. I mean, this is one of my favorites is, not affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Yes, Nils has discovered one of my favorite things, the silver tooth water bottle.
Yes. And then,
oh yeah,
Rajesh, how could we not have a riot panda tee?
Things are, yeah, I'm doing the thing where like I see things I want to fix and I'm not just focusing on the fun part. I need to stop that. Jess is like shaking her head at me, yeah. Like, stop it.
That is, a important moment in Light's work history. This podcast is not... I don't even know what I say at the end. What is it that I say at the end?
The Light's work is not affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no. It's the Light's work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Yeah. No, and it's like this very, like, the Light's work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light. Like, there's just, like, the end is, like, so... I try what's the word for it when like things have a cadence, how they start they end the same way, or transliteral?
A palindrome is a word that starts and ends the same way.
It's not a palindrome, it's like but yeah, anyways, that is a fun way that we have put in our outro, and then it made it onto merch. Yes, the merch. This was our second live stream.
Yes, this was the BrunchCon live stream.
Yeah, I was before we got into favorite episodes. One of the other ones that came to mind, which I'm sure is going to show up, it was our fan casting live stream and how good that was. But yes, this was BrunchCon, and how, you know, we revealed a few things, and yeah, that was a lot of fun. What I was kind of focusing on was, we recorded and we did a live stream, but the audio on that sounded so good. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that happened, but it sounded really good.
I don't know. Yeah. I think we were just using my mic, right?
Yeah, but still, it just sounds really good.
It does. Yeah. I love that moment because I was just so proud of our website. If you were to ask me, what are you most proud of about doing this podcast? It would be a personal thing that I'm proud of, or something I've learned. It would be that I basically learned how to make a website, and I customized it so we could use.
There's some codes.
I used codes so that we could use our font, because I feel like I love our font, and other people have mentioned it before too, and it felt wrong without it. Yeah. So, I spent a long time working on that. And it's really cool, and I love it. And then we got to share it with people, and people bought merch, and it was just really fun.
Yeah, when we were at WalkCon, someone mentioned that too, right? I think it was Mark, Uncle Ulti. It's like, wait, there's a lot of Lightswork merch around here.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was, yeah, for sure. That was... the website continues to grow.
All right, number 7.
I wanted to say that in Spanish, número something, but I
siete.
Is it siete? Okay, mm-hmm. No, I'll do it for some other number.
Okay. All right. If you're not familiar with the Lights work, we really love doing secret surprises for people. So we're going to talk about why we like doing that and what makes a good secret surprise and everything and anything related to doing really nice things for people that we keep to ourselves till the very last minute and surprise them with it.
Why do we like surprises? This week I am going to put on my academic hat because I bought a book too.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So that's the surprise, the first surprise for tonight. So I bought this book. It's called Surprise: Embrace the Unpredictable and Engineer the Unexpected. Having now, and I'm kind of a third into the book, realized that, you know, you can have a kind of a good surprise and a memory associated with that, and that can not only change your day, because the date happened, but you can have that memory, and whenever you think of that memory, that's a lifetime of kind of joy and happiness. So you get that same kind of excitement again when you think of that, and those memories are kind of the best type of memories when you think back to how you felt in that moment. So I think that's one of the things that, you know, there are these memories you make, and those memories will always be there for you. The fact that what you're feeling remembering that, that is a lifelong kind of thing that you can always go back to. So yeah. I think that is, that's what makes it special and magical.
Yep. I think we're having a Lights work first here, everyone. You know how we are always making people cry. Anis has now made me cry during the podcast. So good job.
Was that my second surprise?
Is that surprise number two?
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
I had a surprise this week, didn't I?
You did?
Yeah, during our, during the live, during the Stewie live stream.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah. Another anniversary surprise. You had asked me and Brian to be on the Dusty Wheel, and I didn't remember at all that it had been a year since the Dusty Steve show, and you played a little clip from that.
Yeah, so the way it worked out was, you know, just talking about surprises, I was figuring out, hey, what should I do? Matt's away. And I'm like, wait, Matt's away in Europe? When was it, like, wasn't he away like a year ago when I
Mm-hmm.
did the
Yeah,
test?
he
And I was,
called
I
you.
know,
Yeah.
yeah, no. So this is me thinking, and I'm like, wait, when did that happen? So I looked, and I mean, like, I knew, but I looked, and I'm like, wait, it's like the day before that I'm doing this stream, so I'm gonna have. And Matt was like, maybe he could join in. So I was like, wait, I should have the same people on. And so, and then I cut out, when he calls and how I start the show. But yeah, surprises are fun. We've done a fair bit of surprises, and they're always special, yeah. Because of the things I mentioned.
Yeah.
11 months ago or something. Yeah. Episode 8, right? Yeah.
Episode 8, Surprisology. And yeah, that definitely goes down in history as one of our best episodes for sure. That listening to that while I was putting it together last night, I was like sobbing. And then it made and just now listening again makes me cry. Just I don't know, talking about having memories of doing this podcast even and those always staying with us. I don't know.
A
I'm
memory
getting
of the lights work. A memory
no.
of light. That's what they were talking about. They were talking about us.
Yes, exactly. No,
RJ was
but
like,
go ahead.
no,
No, what
what?
did RJ do? Tell me.
A memory of light is like
He knew.
foreshadowing us.
Yeah. Yeah, we are from a age long past and now
We are heroes of another ages. What does Lowell say? You're here from another age's legends?
yes, I think
Yeah.
so, yeah.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I forget what I was gonna say. I think I was just gonna say it's been a really awesome year and a lot of really great memories and
Yes.
a lot of the best ones have been surprises, and you're right, they do stay with you.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready for number 6? Do you have
Yes.
any guesses, by the way? Are you like thinking like other ones that might be
No,
on
I'm
here?
not.
No?
I'm just
Okay, you're just going for it. Okay.
So we have a special guest. And we have Grace's first sister, Stephanie, joining us just now. And thank you, Stephanie, for being here and being part of this. Welcome to the lights were recording for WreathCon. And yeah, I feel like a lot of people are crying now, which is, I need to say that because no one can see this. But
Thank
thank you for being here, Stephanie.
you so much for having me.
Grace, how are you?
Hi. I love you. Thank you for being here.
I love you.
So Stephanie, you've heard from like maybe a few people here. Is this what you thought? Like this is what this means to Grace and this, all the wonderful people around her?
Doesn't surprise me in the least. The way that Grace has spoken, whether I could never put a face with a name, but just in general, it's like her family. It's like her other family. And I hear so many themes of support and love and acceptance and it just seems like a wonderful community. It's just its nature. It seems that you all are different, but one in the same. It's really amazing. And just to see her be a part of all of this, and it looks like all of you are a part of each other. It's pretty amazing.
Hey, another surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
Another
like
surprise that brings tears. Wait, that's part of our motto, isn't it? Our mission statement?
a surprise in there? I don't think surprises is part of our mission statement.
No, it's not? Okay.
It's not. I don't think so.
The crying is, though, isn't
The crying is, I mean,
it?
our mission statement is our mission is to spread boundless joy and mutual appreciation among the Wheel of Time fandom through collaborative projects and random acts of kindness. Random acts of kindness.
Fandom acts of kindness. This was If I had to make like a top 10 surprises list, this is probably number one, close to it. To see my sister on a Zoom call with all my most dearest friends and getting to have her meet them, friends from like all over the world too. And like, it's something I never expected you to do. Like, I don't even remember how you did it, I guess through Facebook or something. And yeah, it meant the world to me. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to think. There was something about a surprise, and I was like, which is, like from a surprise standpoint, which was my favorite? I think we can talk about that later. Or do you
Well,
want to talk about
yeah, we
now?
could talk about it later, but
Okay.
the short answer is you're never surprised, so it doesn't
No. Well,
matter.
okay. No, well, I've.
There's only one I can think of where you told me you were
This.
genuinely
Well,
surprised.
this is a
Yeah?
surprise. I
Yeah?
mean, yes. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised. But I'm also like, this is like very on brand, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a surprise, but not like a shocking surprise.
No, it isn't. Yeah. On to number five.
On to number five. And you need
By the
to
way,
hold on.
we were talking about this this thread from what series, right? And you were like, I'm like, and I was like, I think this is before we started recording. I was like, I'm just gonna like all of them. And I'm like scrolling through it right now, and I'm literally liking all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Sita and Birin Alvir? No,
My God.
Birin Almira.
Father Elmira. Like, what's wrong? What's
Birian.
wrong? Okay, the only one I missed was the warden from the madhouse.
Celestine?
Yeah.
You didn't vote for her?
Yeah, I'm
What
gonna
do
go
you have
back and
against
vote her.
Celestine? What did she ever do to you? She's just trying to help people with mental health problems.
yeah, that's the only one I think I've like not done, I think. Anyways,
All right, on to
number five.
number five, numero cinco. See, now you can't do it because I did it.
Mulian, no, not Mulian.
Don't
Natty
vote for
Coughlin for
Mulan.
sure. Nico, the girl, come on. You said no to Nico?
I said no, but I'm kind of reconsidering. I might go.
Naomi? You said no to Naomi? What is wrong with you?
If they didn't have like a really big role, I didn't really vote for them. Except for like,
Wow.
well,
Wow.
I don't know. It depends how you define big. But like, I voted
On
for
Vaughn. You know
Bail
which who
Doman,
has the most right
Errol,
now? Do you know who has the most
Rima,
right now?
Lanfear.
Yeah, and you know who's second?
I don't know. Who's second?
Hopper. Elaine's like close third. Anvera is pretty high.
Good.
But yeah, mine doesn't go past Pad and Fain.
Your Twitter is broken.
Well, I got the Lanfear, so that's the only thing that matters. So.
Thought you said it was
Anyways.
about them all.
It's about Lanfear. Anyways,
All
number
right,
five.
number five.
We have a special episode tonight because we have our first episode where we have a guest. So we've done this a few times now and been kind of doing it together, but now we have a guest tonight. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest is none other than the innkeeper of the Dusty Wheel, Matt Hatch. Our main goal here is to not let you take over and start asking questions. There we go, Grace.
I thought you wanted to ask something that you highlighted in red 500 times.
No, I was trying to like put a strike through it and I
Don't know what
couldn't.
that means.
Well, now you have to
and
ask it, even though it's struck through.
No, I already did.
No, well,
Oh.
it was part of the question. And
Yeah.
honest,
Oh, yeah.
you asked like three questions at once,
I
so
did.
it's
Yeah,
fine.
I did.
But we wanted to know why black t-shirts.
So, but like a lot of people have, and myself included, have credited the Dusty Wheel for bringing people back to this fandom or to this fandom and to this community and experiencing the same kind of things you mentioned within the fandom. Why do you think that is? I mean, why, what is it about the Dusty Wheel that you think has, you know, become this really important part of how we experience fandom?
That's a terrible question. I don't know that I've ever been comfortable when people are like touched by something that I've done and tell me about it. I don't know how to react. Like, I don't know how to react to that other than just to be like overwhelmed and grateful and happy that anything that something I've done has made a positive difference in someone's life.
That sounds like a very normal way to react to something like that.
Well, good.
Are there ever times when you now just wish you could, you know, just be a fan and you know, not be in that role?
Oh gosh. See, you guys are putting me on the spot. This is good. Can you just ask me about Landfear?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Landfear, Mirren, Celine, or Sindane?
Landfear.
Will Manfear ever happen?
No.
You have been referred to by many people as the heart of the fandom. I mean, you are the MC for WattCon. I think Lesbian Nerdy has actually called you the heart of the fandom. So what is it like to have that role? You're going to fire us as mods, aren't you?
Do you ask yourself, is the Dusty Bill going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I focus on positive things.
For you two, though, what is my answer? My advice for you two. So I guess my answer to this question for anyone initially would be choose something that is genuinely you, because it is the most likely to be something that will endure.
You know, yeah, there is a certain segment of this fandom that strives for, I don't know, the hopefulness and what was it, friendship, needing others, and all of that. I haven't listened to that in a long time. Very introspective at the right now, because I think just listening to that, advice that we got, and again, this was before I started doing Dusty Wheel. I had done the Dusty Steve show, not with any thought of ever doing anything like that again, unless Steve was like released or something, then I would have done it. It is quite surreal to listen to that now. It was a good episode. Very good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely one of my favorite episodes, because, well, so many reasons, but I think the Dusty Wheel is so important to both of us, and it was just nice to get to know Matt a little bit more. And
A lot of people have like since, whenever we invite guests, they're like, oh, we're gonna be interviewed and things like that. And I feel like it probably goes back to this.
Yeah.
Because at least in my head, because I think there's a somewhat of a template that we kind of made for ourselves, that that's what we aspire each interview guest appearance to be like. That it was a good start.
Yeah,
it's all been downhill since. No.
I think, you know, everyone we've met in the fandom that we've met online, which I think is pretty much everybody, I think there's a few people maybe lucky enough to have met in person first, like Talk Around Riyadh, for example, but everybody has an online kind of persona, right? Like, you're not really 100% who you are when you're online.
Who are you?
I mean, I think this is as close as it comes. Like, Light's work is as close to me being me as anything. But even then, like, I don't talk like this in normal life. Like, this is my recording mode, you know. But yeah, so I think after that, during that episode and then going forward after that, I think that was sort of what we wanted to do, was to get kind of behind those personas and get to really know the person and what moves them, what's important to them. And I think Matt mentioned something as I was getting these sound clips. I should have snipped this part. It was something about, like, something that made me think about you now doing this. And it was either, you know, about him being tired or like it being a lot for him to keep doing this. And for whatever reason, it made me think like, oh, he needs you, you know, and now he has you. So it is kind of a crazy thing to think of where we were then and where we are now.
Yeah. No, it is pretty crazy. All right. Last top four.
Top four. We're going into the top four. Okay.
Hello and welcome to The Lights Work. This is Grace, and I am here with my very caffeinated friend, Anas. How are you doing today, Anas?
I've only had like a sip of my coffee, but I've had like maybe 2 grams of caffeine in the last 2 days. Yeah. We are at WalkCon.
We are at WalkCon doing a live recording from the lobby. We have never done this before. We're both panicking a little bit, I think.
No.
Okay, so just me then.
Yes.
Okay. So Lynn, do you have a favorite breakfast?
Yeah, my favorite breakfast is a toasted bagel with bacon, avocado, and mayonnaise. And it is the greatest thing on earth.
Well, that's interesting.
It's quite weird.
I mean, it's interesting because we have...
Yeah, actually, I think I remember you maybe telling us that once in a cab ride from JordanCon. So since it's your birthday on Tuesday, we decided to bring you your favorite breakfast. Anything else that stands out to you about this walk-on? Do you have a favorite moment? Anything that you want to talk about?
Just that there are people here that ask us what's going on. And I say, we're a fantasy book series and we're having a convention. And I always say, there's a show, it's good. There's a book, it's great. But to me, it's the fandom. The fandom makes everything for me. So.
Yeah. The fandom is...
statistically the best!
That's so cheesy. And it's so cheesy on, like, re-listen. But, like, I was kind of in, like, pseudo-innkeeper mode for most of WalkCon. Mm-hmm. I mean, my voice, right? You could tell from my voice that it had, you know, it had gone.
How many cough drops did you tell me you put in your mouth? Was it, like, 10 or something?
No, I didn't. I didn't at WalkCon because
At JordanCon?
Yeah, it was at JordanCon. Okay. Like, Matt gave me, like, the one with, like a topical... like anesthetic or something.
Menthol?
Or something like that. No, it wasn't menthol. It was like literally like some like one that had a little bit of like...
numbing?
Yeah, like some numbing, topical numbing agent. And I was like, am I having a stroke? Like, why can't I feel my tongue? My voice. And then obviously, surprise. Obviously, we needed a surprise. So we had that. And then Wolf Brother 7.
Yeah.
A really good... It was a good episode. It was a good episode.
That was a very special episode, and it's in my top four because we were there with our friends and, you know, people that listen to the podcast and are on our Discord server. And that's another thing I'm so proud of is our Discord server and how kind and loving and caring everybody is in there. And we were sitting around a table having breakfast together while recording the podcast, and that was just really cool. And we interviewed a lot of people and they all said amazing things, and everybody was really happy because it was in the middle of a con.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was our first live at a con recording too. So it was really special.
Yeah, it was really cool, you know, just having people sit around and like actually be like interested. Because, you know, I'm like, you know, obviously there's like a, you know, now having done a few different things where people actually show up, you know, to watch you or to be there because of something you're saying. So people actually listen to our podcast.
Yes.
You know, there's that. But then I know. Yeah. So then, you know, it's actually people showing up like, you know, quite early in the morning on that Sunday, for a con, you know.
It was pretty early, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, be there and, you know, just sit and, you know, a lot of people probably couldn't really hear well just because, you know, of con spaces and all that, but, you know, they were still there. But a lot of them were there, still participating, as you could tell with their, you know, them saying statistically the best. Yeah. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For number three, I need to, give this a little bit of intro.
Preface.
These are not just favorite episodes. These are favorite Lights Work moments. So sometimes, you know, so for example, the trailer, like that wasn't an episode, that was a moment. And we talked about it on the Innkeeper episode. So this is something we talked about, I think, on the surprise episode. But it was one of my favorite Lights Work behind the scenes moments. Do I suck at secrets?
Yeah, because you had so many good like I could think of so many things where I was like, yeah, that should have been a secret kind of thing you should have done. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
So remember when you brought over Origins?
Yes.
I mean, that was easy. That should have been that. It could have been planned. Although maybe it was a little bit hard because I felt like I might have gone to Barnes and Noble's that night if you hadn't showed me the picture of the book. But again, like, I think there was definitely room for a surprise thing. So basically what I'm alluding to is Grace, you know, drove miles and miles to find Origins kind of the week before it came out because
it was a few days before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was like a Monday night. And we were like, okay, so whoever finds it buys two books and then, you know, we get it for each other. And you found them and you like sent me a picture saying, okay, so where are you? So you could bring it over. And I was like, yeah, like just bring it over and surprise me. Like that's like, at least that's what I thought. Like if I had found it, that's what I would have done.
That night when I brought you Origins, it was basically like another version of me wanting you to notify Taylor in the sense that like if something were to go wrong, like if something were to go wrong, like I didn't know if you were working late. I didn't know if you were at home. I didn't know if you had already bought your own copy or were going to buy your own copy.
If I had known
all of those things, I would have went and got them and just brought it to you. But I didn't know.
All things a good piece of sleuthing, you know, detective work you could have gotten. So yeah, Origins, yeah, that was really cool. I think it was Halloween last year, which is like next week, right? So yeah, that was just, you know, Origins and the fact that we were going to go to the book signing and all of that was really cool. We had a Wheel of Time book, and so it was really cool to just share with a friend and a fan in that moment to be like, hey, it's a new book, let's read it.
That was definitely one of those Lights Work moments where it's like, it's a Monday night after work, it's dark, I was tired, I hadn't eaten dinner, but like, I had to do this. This is just like a thing you just have to do. Like, it was urgent. Like, so I called to a couple different stores to see if they had it. And the one that had it was like way out of the way, like farther south from where I worked. So I went way farther south, and then you live way north from where I work. So I just like went around the greater Boston area to find this. But it was just like, no, this is just what I'm doing. And it was like the most fun Monday night I ever had.
Yeah. It was definitely, I remember like later, like I hadn't read a physical book in like, I felt like years. And I'm just like, you know, had like a nightstand light, and just reading it. And I was like, this is really cool.
Did we look at Nokomi first? Is that the first thing we did?
Yeah.
I think we did. Yeah. And then we looked at a few other things. Yeah.
We definitely looked at Nokomi first. And
yeah.
And you were like, the first thing you said to me was, Drew.
Drew. Yeah.
And I was like, what?
And I was like, what kind of Dusty Wheel fan are you? Why don't you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. You always thought it was sad, so.
I mean, I feel like that is a more acceptable mistake than not hearing Drew's theory about Shadar Haran or whatever.
I kind of think of Nokomi as an analog to Shadar Haran. I think are the exact words.
No.
I'm pretty sure there's analog.
Shadar Haran analog.
Oh, like Shadar Haran analog? Yeah.
Yeah, analog comes after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're such dorks.
Yeah. I mean, there are sci-fi elements, yeah.
She just complimented my dress, and as you can see, I'm not wearing one.
Bad. Okay. That was good. That was good.
All right. Well, speaking of Watt or not Watt origins, sorry. Speaking of origins of the Wheel of Time, number two is coming up.
We just had our first episode release yesterday, and we can't believe how many people actually listened to it.
Yeah, I haven't even processed the last 24 hours, and we're going to have a couple of days of just crazy stuff, so I am going to eventually debrief with myself about all of this, but I am very excited.
I don't know whose idea it was to release our podcast first episode on the day that we traveled to Charleston for one of our projects.
Spoiler, it was me.
Yes, anything that is overly complex and overwhelming is usually because of Anas.
You got us a cake to celebrate the release of our first episode of the Lights Work and also to celebrate OgierCon. Mm-hmm. We just came from OgierCon in Charleston. And we did. And we had a new Wheel of Time book that was released this week. So it was kind of a big deal.
I really enjoyed just spending time with all of the OgierCon people. There were 14 of us. We're in a giant mansion in Charleston. It was so much fun just hanging out, talking about things, watching Watt Idol parodies, and talking about the books and the show and each other and getting to know each other better. That was a huge blast.
I agree. I think that's always the best part of any con, although it's still kind of hard to believe that actually was a con that we had a part of organizing. But you know, you were also a big part of that too with your connection with Michael. You know, you helped us create a couple really awesome events, including visiting his office and sitting at Robert Jordan's desk.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. I think there were so many things that came together, not just before, but also within those 2 days. The fact that it was his birthday the Sunday before, you know, we kind of just joined in some of the festivities there. There are so many things like that that just made the whole experience so much kind of richer.
Yeah, and I think one of the surprising things for me that I really enjoyed was how happy Michael seemed with all of us being there. I mean, obviously, we do this podcast and we do our projects because we enjoy bringing people happiness and doing things that are touching and moving, and it seemed like us being there was that for Michael. I think my favorite was the gift bags at OgierCon.
Yeah.
I don't know why. There's something about like gifts I think that's sort of what I was talking about before, things my mom would do and like leave little wrapped presents and stuff. So actually making something tangible and giving it to people, I was just so excited about that. I remember like going downstairs with you and putting it on the table.
I was going to talk about that. I was going to say like, what was your favorite part of that? Because it was awesome to just go through and make things and write things, personalized cards that we wrote, and all of that was fun. But when the first thing I think of is us carrying down the bags and being like, what are we doing? You know, we just put it on the table and like everybody looked at it. We didn't say anything and we just kind of just left it out there. And then I'm like, why is no one looking at them or asking about them? Or it was just, yeah.
You probably said that to me like 5 times through the course of the weekend and like also messaged it to me too. Why is no one opening the bags?
Yeah, so... yeah, all of that was a lot of fun. Yeah, for sure.
OgierCon.
Yeah, it was a lot of things brought together. Meeting Harriet. You know, new book, Michael Livingston, RJS. There were too many things.
Yeah.
The actual book signing. Yeah. Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah, when I think of like how many things happened, you know, within those few days, releasing our podcast, doing a live podcast recording, and then all of the other things we did that weekend with amazing people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, like Omar had his
the
Japanese pancake.
Oh yes,
and that too. Well, the salad. Pancake. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, your life changed because of that salad.
Yeah.
So Omar, I don't know if you know this, but like Grace has that like every other day now.
I just for the last got year. Fresh ingredients for it today. Yeah, I'm going to have it for lunch this week.
Yeah.
I don't like salad, but I like that
apparently
salad.
She thinks it's healthy, so that's why she's been eating this for the last year. So
it tastes good.
Whatever mint overdose it causes.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm just addicted to mint.
Yeah. Because it has to be... what was the exact instructions? Like a... you're really going to put that much in there?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So many great things.
Wait, was that
dos? No. Oh, no. Dos, I was still thinking of...
No. I'm just thinking, was that number...
That was two. Yeah.
That was two. Okay.
That
so,
was two. Yeah.
So numero uno?
Yes.
Brother Patchy? Guy Roberts? Uno? No?
No. Is that his nickname?
Brother Patchy.
I love that.
Yeah. It was so good to see their episode 8 reaction when Uno comes back.
I heard. Yeah, I want to watch it just to see that.
Yeah, because it's funny. Like, blanking on his name. Addison?
Addison, yeah.
Yeah. So Addison has a patch, an eye patch. Whenever, like he gets really excited about Uno, he puts it on, but he can put it on for like a second, and after that he takes it off. He's like, puts it on with all this like rigor and like, yeah, Brother Patchy, and he's like, yeah, I can't keep this on for more than a second. He just takes it off because he does that. He pauses when he sees Uno come back.
Yeah,
he
goes
like, finds it, puts it on, sits down, and he's like, no, I gotta take it off. It's just funny. But,
I can't imagine it's very comfortable to wear that.
Hey. Props to Guy Roberts.
Seriously. Props. Ha.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Are you ready for number one?
To our favorite Shinarin. Hey, welcome to the Lights Work. I'm Anas, and as always with me, my in real life friend, Grace. Grace,
yes,
how are you doing?
I'm IRL today. I'm so excited. This is really cool. I've already made myself cry.
Yeah.
Just watching our intro and seeing all our friends in chat. So thank you all for being here. We're really excited about tonight.
Yeah. This. We talked about, you know, should we ever do like a live something, and we talked ourselves out of it. I feel like a few times, but I thought this topic makes sense to do as a live show. So, same room, Kevin.
Yeah. So that was another reason why we thought we should do a live stream in person tonight, because we have something to celebrate, which is that this week, Anas was announced as another Dusty Wheel Innkeeper. So we wanted to just celebrate because we're really excited about it. How are you feeling about it?
I've had at least, I feel like, a month to have settled into that. It's obviously, you know, going closer to actually going live. I think this is helpful, doing a live stream like this. I mean, I've done one live stream, and the innkeeper's like, yeah, you can do this. So,
I love that you were once the one who was too scared to call into the Dusty Wheel.
Yeah.
And now you're literally going to be running it once a month, which is really exciting. And
yeah, it's you know, okay, not that this is any way or shape, but it kind of reminds me of Magic is Real by Michael Livingston.
Yeah.
It's not. I mean, this is not. I mean, but it's similar in the sense that I would never think that I would host a Dusty Wheel.
Yeah. So we're going to attempt to open this on camera. So hopefully I don't destroy any of Anas's really nice equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, all right. There we go. Yeah. That was super. Okay. Spoke too soon. So congrats, Innkeeper.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So are you going to put on your academic hat there?
No, I'm not going to put on my academic hat. Well, I'm just talking about my academic hat.
Okay.
Why?
Why don't you put on your academic hat?
Because okay.
I got you an academic hat.
You got me? You did not.
So I got both of us academic hats.
Stop it. You are too funny. The talkies. I have to do the talkies together.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh. I'm like, well, if Joe is a dark friend, Tom and Jen have to be dark friends,
right,
too.
The trio of dark friends. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I really don't want to make Tom Pater, but I made Tom Pater.
I cast them all as Shinarans, so.
Okay.
Jen, I have as Massima.
The prophet,
so hear me out.
The prophet.
Here's my plan. Yeah. My plan is that.
Mine is so much better.
No,
but okay.
Listen. Okay. Come on, I'm not done yet. Okay, so my plan is that in this world, Massima is like when he's going around like trying to get people to come to the Lord Dragon, he sings. Like, he's a singer, and instead of hen news, it's rand news. You clearly don't find this as funny as I do.
No, I don't. Wow, so what Fael is going to do to Jen, to Massima, what you're going to do to Jen. Yeah.
Well, no,
wow,
not in real life.
I know, I'm just saying. No, I like it.
Honest, this is not...
we're not doing this? Hey, you signed up for this. People said they wanted to be casted, so now they have to show up and do this.
Yeah, it's probably. I think I've said this before. My favorite live stream.
Really?
I think I said that like it was like before like the end of February this year. Or like, you know, I had done a few Dusty Wheel episodes, and I was trying to think like which one's my favorite, and I was like, yeah, there's like nothing that compares to that live stream, because it was so like, it was so good. It was just like, you know, really good. Everything went well, people were participating, we had, you know, just a good time, just having fun, and it was, yeah, everything was just really, really good. A lot of surprises. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once a month. Yeah, right. Once a month. It's like twice in 2 weeks now. And mm-hmm. I don't know how many times. Well, three times in 4 weeks now.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, no, it's definitely gone to the point where I feel... I'm very comfortable doing that, and that's something I never thought I would be after those first few times, or even, you know, before that first time. But it is, like I said, you know, I was just saying people show up to, and, you know, I remember before we started that night, we were like, are people going to, like, you know, be in chat? And there were people in chat, and, you know, some really fun moments just talking with chat.
fan casting live stream. Yeah, that was a good one.
I think that was one of my favorite things we've ever done as far as projects go.
I mean, if you were to ask me, the Dusty Wheel third anniversary Flickr,
I mean, that was like our origins, basically.
But if you look at how amazing that is, I mean, we were like on the show, so third anniversary, we were on the stream together, right? So we planned it. Mm-hmm. There's like surprises within surprises.
Yeah,
there's so many levels to that, you know, just like writing it, there's writing involved. Michael and Kate were part of it. Michael Livingston was part of it. Team Jordan, like literally everyone that, you know, we could think of. And there were people we thought of that we like couldn't get. So it was just so well done in that, but also just, you know, I haven't seen it in a while. I used to for the first, I don't know, 6 months or something, like every so often, if I like, you know, like low mood or something, just go watch that. Same goes for this, the fan casting live stream. I would go watch that because it's just like extremely fun. Something about Jenny that night was Jenny the drink, not Jenny lesbian nerdy, but I think someone had mentioned, like, wait, are you guys sure that I have said nothing?
Yeah, I know.
The bubbly. It's just the bubbly.
I know. Yeah. I as I was listening to it, I was like, we sound like so happy. Like, I think it's just part of that is just the energy of everyone being included and like sharing our appreciation for all these people we know that volunteered to be fan cast and like.
Yeah, it was like Kevin was there and it's like, oh, that person couldn't show up, but they were really waiting to like, you know, to look back or whatever. And yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
But yeah, we had a lot to celebrate and it was a lot of fun to, I think it might've been the first time we recorded the podcast together in person. Well, it must've been because you made that joke about in real life. No, it wasn't because we did with Sarah.
We did Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. So it wasn't the first time, but like live stream.
It was on, but it was a live stream. Right?
Yeah. Live recording.
Like. Make a joke about, you know, I've done one live stream before. This is my second. And like 4 days later, I'm streaming to. Yeah. It's been quite the year. The lights work. A lot of projects.
I didn't include the one you mentioned. I didn't include that because I felt like that was pre-podcast. It was like, wasn't it?
It was like it's like quintessential lights work though.
Okay.
I think if that had not happened, the podcast would not have happened.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Well, but I mean,
was,
not that.
But it came before the podcast, though. We did it before.
I think it was
outside of the anniversary period.
Oh yeah, sure. Okay, okay. I think you can say that. But I think, for sure, it was probably the most important part of the genesis of the lights work.
Okay. Well, if we had to give an honorable mention, we'll give honorable mention to the Flickr video. And not just the video, but like showing it on the Dusty Wheel Live.
Yeah, like, you know, just like just planning it, just writing everything, reaching out to people, getting stuff, people's like really amazing
people
stuff.
People were
back.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Lauren doing his magic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lauren.
Lauren. We kind of got out of that habit, but there is a lot of. If I had had more time, I would have made like a montage of Lauren. Name drops.
There, like that was a surprise that you should have not like said out loud, and you should have just done it.
Oh my god! I'm never gonna do it, so I don't care.
Should have just done it.
Oh my god! I try to do something nice.
The standards are too high.
And then it just ends with you telling me why I'm not good at surprises. Thank you. Thanks.
Yeah. Do I suck at surprises? Yes. Yes, you do. That was a favorite moment of yours.
It wasn't that part. It was.
I know. It was just funny that that's how it started. That clip starts with.
I know. I debated. I debated starting it later, where you just tell the story. But
yeah, no. It's part of the. It's part of the journey. Yeah. The no. Really. I mean, there's a lot of. There's 46 special moments plus other moments, right? That's a really thank you for making that list and picking those out. So you mentioned a lot of different things, right? We have a top 10 greatest hits
according list. To me.
Hit list. I don't know why, like, that's what kept coming in my mind. Hit list. I'm like, that's not what this is. This is a, is that what it is? A hit list it's, is something
a
else.
A hit list is people you kill. Greatest hits is like an album with the best exactly. songs. So yeah. I guess lights were greatest hits. Yeah.
Yeah. OgreCon, WattCon, Premiere, Gaidon that we did recently. I can't really think of anything else that's like sticking out to me other than what I just mentioned about the Flickr video. I mean, and the main thing I remember about that is remember when I wrote like kind of the brief outline of what Michael and Kate were going to read and I sent it to you and you were like, whoa, like as a writer, I was like, I'm just gonna write something, and I wrote it in like minutes in one setting, and I can never write like that, and I never write. So and I sent it to you and you were impressed by that, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess there is something here to this idea or whatever. I think that moment, again, pre-Lights Work, but definitely a Lights Work collaboration moment that sticks in my head. And some of the funny ones, like, you know, a lot of them are the audiograms that we've done. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you didn't choose those because, you know, that they could have just easily been I think the one that's like coming to my head is like
the airplane.
Yellow.
Oh,
the airplane
mustard.
And yellow. Yeah,
those are the two. Yeah.
the airplane for sure. Yeah. And then yellow. Those are the two that come to my head first when I think of like really funny moments in mm-hmm. audiograms. Yeah. A lot of cool memories, and we have some fun things planned. So our next recording that we do will be released on our on the first year anniversary of our release of the first episode. So we're not gonna tease, but it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a very special occasion episode that we planned to be our anniversary episode.
So there's that. We have another secret project that we've been like, we have planned, we haven't released, that we've partially worked on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That.
I'm really excited about that. We need to like.
I am too.
Do I need
I know.
To do that or do you need to? I don't know.
We One of both us needs need to.
It's really good though. It's so good.
It's really good. Yeah.
And it's one that we've planned for like, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
At least 6 months. We just need to. I feel like we need the deadline thing, and because of certain things that didn't happen. So.
Yeah.
The way we had planned it, right?
Right. So. We had a deadline. We didn't meet it, unfortunately.
No, but because the deadline like wasn't there really.
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
yeah, so,
that's true. So I don't feel that bad about it.
Yeah, no, I don't at all. We didn't miss it. It just didn't happen. So that's our excuse. So there's that. And then there's one other thing. There's one other thing that you might not recognize. But yeah, there's this one other
upcoming guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a really cool one,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to going back to having guests every once in a while. We kind of took a break from that for a while.
We haven't had
season two
guests since Talk Around Rio. We had our three part three-part documentary series
behind the podcast.
Yeah. And then we, you know, I don't know what happened in September. Something must have happened in September.
Yeah, it's all a blur to me.
Captivated us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's land fear.
No, it's not land fear.
It's land fear. Does this look like the weave of compulsion? yeah.
I have one more thing to play for you. I don't know what I would call this. It's not an honorable mention, but it's just something that I wanted to play because it's something I appreciate about doing the lights work. Yeah, I mean, the fact that I can sit here and talk with you for an hour and not feel like I've run out of things to say, or knowing that I am going to talk with you for another hour next week and then the week after that for however many weeks we keep doing this.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. I'm not like, oh, you know, like so many times in my life, I just want nobody to talk to me. I definitely am not joking in the sense of like, I am an IEL. I want to stabby stab most people in my life. And I just don't feel that way with you. I feel like I could just hang out with you every week and it would be fine. So I'm going to do that. I guess I just wanted to say thank you for being there every week and for continuing to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to keep up with it. You know, we didn't record 52 episodes in a year. Like, you know, because making a commitment to doing this is hard. And I'm just grateful that you're here and that I still want to talk to you every week.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun, and it's exciting to continue to think of new things and new ways to challenge yourself, right? Or like, you know, just be like, oh, that'd be cool if you did it like that. 'Cause that is like yeah, no, we shouldn't do that, and then we're like, no, that's exactly what we should do. Mm-hmm. So that's where it's like, that is the lights work in my mind, is, you know, where it's like, yeah, that's crazy if someone would do that, and it's like, no, that is exactly what we should do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's been a lot of fun. It has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. More so, fun to come.
Yeah. So if you like what we do, check out our website. That was a favorite moment, or is part of our greatest hits. It's thelightswork.com. You can follow us on social media, on Twitter at lightsworkpod, on Instagram at thelightswork. Our Discord server is a lot of fun. You can join, and then if you're willing and able, join our Patreon. And as we say around here, quick, you're not gonna let me once do this?
This is the anniversary of the lights work.
Yeah.
Keep Dusty Wheel out of it.
So until next time, it's your turn to go out into the world and do the lights work.
The Lights Work is a Wheel of Time fandom podcast hosted by Anas and Grace.
The Lights Work is in no way affiliated with the Children of the Light.
Please leave us a review on your podcast platform of choice. Follow us on social media or sponsor us on Patreon.